I was born in Soda Springs, Idaho, September 19th, 1911. And my father had a ranch down below Grace, about 20 miles southwest of Soda Springs. And that's where I lived during my early boyhood days. Mm-hmm. And I had three brothers, two of which were near my age. And elementary school was about 2 miles south of the ranch house down the valley. And that's where we went to school, a little two-room schoolhouse. And sometimes we'd ride, three of us would ride an old horse called Cream.
Oh.
And we'd turn him loose and he'd go back to the ranch house. And I remember sometimes we'd try to leave early, get down by the schoolhouse, and there was a little pond that flooded from the canal. We wanted to get down there early and do some skating before school started.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was there until I graduated from the eighth grade, and staying at the ranch, of course. And then after I graduated from elementary school, we moved up to Soda Springs, the town where I was born. And that's where I attended high school for 4 years. And I graduated from high school there in 1929. Just a little while before my 18th birthday. And I wanted to stay another year because I had a lot of good friends there and do postgraduate in high school. But my parents said, no way, you're going on to college. They took me down to Logan at the USAC. It was called the Utah State Agricultural College at that time.
Right.
And I didn't know when I was traveling down there what I was going to enroll in, what field. But I always liked mathematics, so I enrolled in the School of Engineering.
Oh, good.
At Logan. And spent 4 years there and graduated in 1933 with a degree in civil engineering. And with that degree, I was able to find some employment in various government agencies for several years. I worked seasonal with the Bureau of Public Roads, mm-hmm. and the Forest Service and Coast and Geodetic Survey. And after a few seasons of that, I took an entrance examination given by the U.S. Geological Survey. And the district engineer there was quite well pleased with the results in my style of lettering. So I was employed there on a permanent basis with the U.S. Geological Survey. Mm-hmm. And I spent a few months there until I got sort of acquainted with the Geological Survey. Then they sent me out to be a field engineer at Green River, Utah.
Oh, good.
Down there. And I got down there in February and the temperature was about 20 degrees below zero. I thought, I don't know if I can take this. I was entertaining the thought of maybe quit and go back to Soda Springs and work for a fellow that had a surveyor in the county there. But after I got acquainted in Green River and knew a few friends and I got kind of used to it, well, I decided I'd stay there.